This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9. When Duncan approached, you know, asked for this segment.
With the premise of the segment.
With the premise of the segment, we jumped at it immediately. I mean, judge Z and G, you know.
The power that holds.
The premise of that is just immediately wants us jumping at it. I mean, so we get emails at laughourproud@joy.org.au.
Throughout the week.
That's right. People send in emails and tell us all their menial issues. You know, we like to keep it pretty simple. Pretty simple down here at Laugh Our Proud, Judge ZNG.
There's no limits to what we won't preside over.
That's right. That's right. And this week, special guest judge, Gavin Lind. So, I mean, it's going to be a fantastic, real presiding. I think we're going to get some good triggers pulled here. This is going to be a situation.
Gavin, do you have much experience in being a judge?
I'm usually judge and jury.
Oh, but are you the executioner?
That's power. That's power.
Are you right there. Yeah? Are you the executioner ever?
Jeez, I'd love to be the executioner.
Well, yes, it sounds like your wrestling name.
Executioner.
He comes out, and that's you. That's Gavin Lind, the executioner. So that might not be a good way to start off our Judge ZNG segment. But Wendy, you can't forget that Wendy...
We can't start without the correct introduction
to
everything.
Of course, the correct... Wendy, can you please play the sting for us?
All rise for Judge ZNG. Court is now in session.
Wow.
You better believe it's in session.
You better believe it. With special guest judge, Gavin Lind.
It's a stacked courtroom we've got here.
It is. There are so many people in the studio right now. And, I mean, you can never forget our live studio audience. Thank you. I know the live studio.
It's pretty busy in here.
It is very busy.
But
you got to keep it moving. You got to keep the ball rolling. You know what I mean?
But I'm going to present to everybody.
Yes.
Case one. The first case here.
Please do.
Reads, "Hi there, ZNG.
Okay.
I'm in the midst of a fight with my housemates as to what to refer to the bread room as.
The bread room?
As they keep referring to it as a kitchen.
Wow.
I've never heard of one of those before. Am I wrong here, ZNG? Where else would you keep your bread? Thank you, Stacey, for sending that in."
Thank you, Stacey, very much. Okay, that's...
I guess where else would you store your bread?
Exactly. In the bread room, clearly. Usually I keep it in the freezer. Does anyone else keep their bread in the freezer, or am I the only one that does that?
I keep my bread in the freezer.
You keep your bread in the freezer?
Yes.
Cryogenics. We can probably bring the bread back, right?
That's what the microwave's for, right?
That's what a microwave is for, and toasters.
And toasters.
Wow, gee, okay.
Bringing yeast back to life.
Yeast
that doesn't
back to life.
Sound as appetizing as I thought it did.
It doesn't.
The first run through.
But the wheat in the bread, though, is coming back to life.
Is it?
It is. Well, if you have a bread room, it's going to come back into life.
I've never heard...
That's where it all happens, right? In a bread room. That's what I'm presuming. Stacey's the one writing the email.
Look, I've always referred to the bread room as the kitchen. I'm sorry, Stacey.
Yeah, I've never heard of it called a bread room. Gavin, have you?
No, I haven't myself. But I'm wondering, where would the bread room be? That between the bathroom and the attic?
It might be.
Exactly. Is it a special room itself that only makes bread?
Well, if your bread lives in the freezer, isn't technically your freezer's... the bread room.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No. I think you're right. I think you're right on that. I think you're right.
And wow. Wendy dropped the ball on that one. There was supposed to be a
soundbite, but unfortunately, Wendy, that's a strike for you.
Yep. And sorry to say that, Stacey, but it's a kitchen. It's not a bread room.
It's a kitchen.
Case closed.
Case closed. Gavin, do you want to close the case on that one?
Case is closed.
It's called a kitchen. Okay. All right. So stop calling it a bread room, Stacey.
Or else you're going to have to deal with the judge,
the judge CNG, and special guest judge Gavin Lind, the executioner.
The executioner.
Wow. So, yeah, you don't want to. So, look, you're going to have to make it to change it to the kitchen quick. Otherwise, Gavin Lind is going to be coming over and making some investments.
Executive decisions.
Yeah. But, Gavin, you had an email, a second email there.
I have one, ZNG, and it's from Dave, who says, My partner found it strange that I answered my mobile phone while I was on the toilet.
Oof.
I think it's an okay thing to do. What do you think, boys?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one because, I mean, it's, you know, it's really dependent on who's on the other line or if I'm making the call at all. I mean, you know, maybe I'll deny the call.
No, see, I feel like you would take the call on and just whatever process you were in
already.
Whatever part of the situation of ordering number two off the menu is what I'm pretty sure the email is referring to.
That's
while
right.
on the toilet.
We're all in the same ballpark here, I think.
I feel like you just made it part of the conversation. So if you're having a bit of a struggle, you'd make that part of the conversation.
Okay. So you make those noises part of the conversation.
Yeah.
You work in your grunts.
You emote as part of it. Yeah.
Of course. That's a good idea. You make it so then it's seamless almost.
I feel like it, right?
Like, yeah, the conversation flow wouldn't, you know, I mean, you know, you wouldn't be able to recognize that, would you?
No, but
during
if you were saying, I had such a hard day, you'd buy it as whatever.
That's true. I kind of would buy that,
right?
Because you have hard days all the time.
And I call you while on my throne.
What? Well, on your throne, that is a gold toilet.
Ordering number two off the menu.
That you call the washroom, and now you're going to call it a bread room. After that last email, I think.
I hope not. I hope I don't get those too confused.
You're going to make some brown bread. Okay. All right.
A loaf of that. Okay.
All right. So,
look, Gavin, what's your opinion on taking phone calls while on the toilet?
That'll interrupt looking at memes.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
You've got to keep up to date.
So, you do have to keep up to date on that news feed, right?
You have to keep.
Yeah.
The meme feed is more important.
What's the latest joke? You know, like you got to get on the latest joke. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be the first one. But I mean, you know, it's I've accepted a few calls from UZ while on the old sitter.
But I expect that. I expect that while you're taking a nice long sit, I expect you to do that. You know, like I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. But if I was to get a call, say from like my dad, and then I hear a random flush in the background, I'm gonna ask a question or two.
You are
about what are you doing today?
Yeah. I mean, he could be just flushing down the toilet his, you know, his herbs and spices. Because isn't that what you do to
I think you're getting confused with the bread room again.
Oh,
I still think you're hung
up
on...
It's the bread room. I keep thinking the bread room. I mean, it just sounds like such a good idea, right?
So, look, my final verdict is go for it. Just answer it.
Answer it. Especially if it's your co-host on a radio show, definitely answer it because it doesn't deserve any other noises to be happening in the background.
That's a weird, very specific example.
A little bit specific, but I think those at home could take it away.
I feel like it can relate to all of those points.
Okay, all right. Now, I've got one here that Gavin picked out of five.
Handpicked
from Gavin, and this one's from Ronan. So thank you, Ronan. We appreciate it. And it reads, hey, I was just wondering what the TNS boys thought of liking your partner's smell. Okay.
TNS boys, really.
First of all, TNS boys, that's, for those of you playing at home, not us.
Not at all.
That's not us at all. So that's almost...
A little bit insulting,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I'm going to take offense immediately, so...
Who sent that one in?
Ronan, and we're not too happy with you already, Ronan, so yeah. No, you're right, Wendy. You're right.
Maybe.
Ronan deserves a whip crack and a strike. All right, so it reads... My partner thought it was weird that I liked the smell of their body smell on the bed, you know, when they were gone during the day.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Yeah, well, that's fair. But then it reads, then I realized the dog sleeps in the spot where the smell is coming from. Oh, wow. Okay. So do I like the smell of my dog or my partner? Thanks, Ronan. Oh, okay. Well, that's quite interesting. Do they both smell the same, Ronan? It's not a two-way conversation.
It's a little bit hard to ask
to ask Ronan
to get feedback,
right now.
Ronan, yeah.
Are they one and the same, though?
The dog and the partner.
Interesting.
That's a whole other facet we didn't even think of here. That could be they could be talking about their beloved dog, right? Partner. You got it nail on the head right there, unless it's a situation where you know it's an imaginatory situation, which I don't think we would have any how that would work.
I don't think that does make any sense.
No, that doesn't really make any sense. It's almost imaginatory in itself.
It's almost
it is.
Hey, Gavin, you talked to Duncan, didn't you? You can corroborate all of Duncan's stories.
Yeah, that's right. You can Duncan, please, that's
Duncan,
enough.
Don't even. Duncan, don't talk to us about... You can't say on-air things like that, okay, Duncan? No, no.
You haven't got through the training.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, look, Roden, if you can work out whether or not the partner is your dog, okay, that's step one.
Definitely
that's question
step
mark.
One.
That's question one.
Right? I want to be updated on this as well, Ronan.
So, Ronan, text us in on 0427JOY949.
Or send through your emails to onair@joy.org.au. But if it's during the week and you want to have Judge ZNG look over your case, study your case, make a decision.
Make a real decision.
But it's, you know, we're not on air when you want to make that message. Yep. Where can they send their emails to?
They can send you to through to laughoutproud@joy.org.au.
And we read every message?
Every message. We look over Duncan's shoulder at every message he is reading. We make sure. We make sure that everything is 100% factual and correct. Gavin, what do you think about this whole dog partner situation? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a little confused myself.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
and Ronan, I think, is confused generally.
I think that's what it is.
And that's
Ronan's
issue,
confused.
Is, So I'm thinking I let you boys down and picked a dud.
You know, none of the emails are duds here at Laugh Out Proud. Every email is the correct, right email because we're not landlocked.
We're in motion to the ocean.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.